Hi, I'm Damon Davis, and I want to welcome you to a very exciting edition of One on One. I'm so glad that you're here. Why? Because let me tell you something. I am just fully convinced that God ordered your steps to this program today. Why do I say that? I say that because if you're like the millions of people across the globe tuned in right now that are struggling with some sort of attack of the enemy to stop you in your tracks, keep you from the destiny that God placed in your heart, well, then you haven't just happened here. We're going to take a journey to discover what God's Word says about how you can break free from whatever has got you bound, that's going to help you see whatever it is you need to see and help you discover what it is that God has purposed you to do in this life. Come on, somebody say amen. Because with me and my very special guest, Pastor Derek Benton, are people of faith that have come here to join me and you in agreement to see what God's about to do in your life. So I don't want you to go away. Today's program is a supernatural show. We're here to talk about how God's power is alive. We're here to talk about how healing exists. We're here to talk about what thus saith the Lord, because we got a man of great power, great victory. He is a champion of faith, hallelujah. And he is here, a prophet for this season now. We'll be right back. This is One on One. Don't go away.
Thank you, Jesus.
So excited that you're here. And Pastor Benton, so excited that you are here, my brother. Welcome to One on One.
Thank you so much, Damon. I appreciate you having me on. It's just an honor and a privilege to be here with you.
Man, the privilege and honor is all mine. And for the people that are watching and so for the family of believers that are here, good to have you, church. Man. So you're a pastor, but you also operate in the spiritual things of God.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about the church. Tell us a little bit about the ministry, and then we'll get started.
Well, we have been sent down south where the woods are. And so we're down there to land the foundation so people can believe who they are in the Lord.
Wow.
And that all things are possible to him that believe.
Yeah.
And that they are more than a conqueror through Christ that strengthened them.
Amen. That's
right. And our ministry is transforming lives. In every area of the ministry, every area of the life, God's doing such a great work. We're seeing signs and wonders and miracles break out every Sunday, even on Wednesday night Bible study.
Come on.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. There's no limitation, God.
That's right.
Jesus, same yesterday, today,
yes,
and forevermore.
He is.
And he's an on-time God.
Yes,
and he's
he
never
is.
Late.
No, he's
and
not.
And I so thank God that God has chosen you for such a time as this to allow me to be here with you on this set. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, God knows what people need, doesn't he?
Yes.
We go through bewildered and confused and wondering where God is. And he knows exactly what we need exactly when we need it. But let me tell you something. I think the number that they gave us was 2.5 to 3 billion people. That this program is reaching that many people. And that number is a big number. Well, what's bigger than that is the reality that so many of those people don't know what to do to get on the path to live the kind of victorious life that this word says we can live. And if we could open our eyes, and I'm not talking about our natural eyes, but if we could like see what was going on around us in the heavenlies, would we see like battle going on? Would we see the forces of good and bad fighting? What do you think?
Well, actually, man's a spirit. He possesses a soul. He lives in a body. Man is not a body. He lives in one. That body gives him earthly authority. Man is not a soul. He has one. It's where the will, the emotions resides. And then we are our spirit that gave us spiritual authority.
Okay.
And so in order to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, we have to be born again. For the Bible said that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit.
It's spirit.
And Satan is not trying to fight the spirit of a born-again believer, because God has defeated Satan, and he is giving a new spirit to that believer. So this in the spirit realm, that believer is whole, complete, sanctified, redeemed, full of the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
And that believer has all things available to him in his spirit man.
Got it.
But if Satan can get him to think that he's defeated, that he's lost the battle, that God don't love him, that God has abandoned him, then he give power now to the devil by what he thinks, what he believes now because of his feelings. God never commanded us to live by our feelings. He commanded us to believe the word of God.
Wow.
And we can believe the word of God even when we don't feel right, even when things are not going right. That's why he says that let God be true and let every man be a liar, that we may be justified in what we say. Well, what if some don't believe?
Yeah.
Shall their unbelief make the faith of God of no effect? God forbid.
Yeah.
The Bible says, believing the word of God don't make it truth. The word of God is true.
Regardless of what we believe.
Yeah. Because of what we believe.
But our belief that what God said is true is the catalyst, it sounds like I hear you saying, for us to actually begin to discover and walk out what the Bible says, which he knew us in the womb. He decreed that thing in the womb. He had a plan for our life. It's almost as though the very moment we came out into the light, all of hell went on attack to keep us from realizing the plan that God had for us.
Yes.
And somewhere along the way, I mean, and somewhere along this morning, this afternoon, whatever time of day it is you're watching this program, somewhere along the way, we began to get in agreement with the lie of the devil.
Yes.
Am I saying it right?
The Word of God declares that though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but it's mighty through God to the putting down and the overthrow of a stronghold.
Okay.
A stronghold is a belief system that's built upon false doctrine, lies of the enemy, and past experiences.
Okay.
God never intended for any born-again believer to live based upon their past experience. God never intended for a born-again believer to believe the lie of the enemy over the truth of God's word. He says that we should cast down those imaginations. You don't have to outpower the devil. All you got to do is out-truth the devil. Because he's a defeated foe. And then Matthew says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And by your words, you're justified. And by your words, you're condemned. So if I think I'm evil, then I'm going to begin to believe I'm evil.
Yeah.
If I believe I'm evil, I'm going to talk about I'm evil. If I talk about I'm evil, I'm going to walk into the pattern of evil, an evil cycle.
So if I am going to think and speak that I'm sick, if I'm going to think and speak that I am broke, then I am using the power of my words to declare that thing in support of the lie of the devil.
Exactly.
Am I getting you?
That's right.
I mean, I can almost hear the Lord sometimes saying, what is wrong with you? I have given you everything that you need.
Yes.
In fact, the battle's already won.
Yes.
And yet you keep getting into an agreement with the liar. Why? Help me out with this.
We're definitely in a spiritual battle. We're in spiritual warfare. And in spiritual warfare, you have to guard your heart, your mind, to protect your spirit man from Satan getting into your soul.
Okay.
That we must believe in our
heart. Can we go through that together?
Yes, yeah, sure.
If y'all brought your sword, pull it out. I told you, we about to have church up in this place.
Praise the Lord. And if I could, I want to just speak something.
Please.
Mark 11:22 says, have faith in God. Many times we have faith in wrong things. We have faith in things that are not dependable.
Mm-hmm.
We have faith in things that are not founded, not eternal. We have faith in people that can let us down.
Yeah.
But the Bible says, don't have faith in your car, don't have faith in your house, don't have faith in the government, but have faith in God.
Man, what you just said was all of the stuff I'm talking about that we're bellyaching about, and believe me, I understand because we feel that way. It's real. We're not supposed to be having faith in all that stuff anyway.
No.
We're supposed to have faith in?
In God.
In God.
Then it goes on to say, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, believe it. See, we're speaking the word that we don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
Believe in his heart and then doubt it not, whatsoever he says shall come to pass.
Yeah.
And he shall have whatsoever he said. Whew. We're not going to have what Jesus says. They're not going to have what I say. They're going to have what you say. They're going to have what they say. Because what you say becomes law. Verse 6, but the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. So faith has a voice.
Mm-hmm.
Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend unto the heaven? That's to bring Christ down from above. Notice that God said, don't say. He's dealing with the fruit to go down and deal with the root.
Wow.
The reason why people are saying things that they're saying is because they don't believe that there's power in their words.
Why?
Because they are uneducated. Okay. About spiritual things. The Bible says that when we got born again, we got a new spirit, but we have an old mind. God will not pour new wine into old vessels. And so in order to receive the things of God, we got to get a new mind, which is the mind of Christ.
Which tells me what it means to be transformed. You got to renew your mind.
Got to renew your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Ooh. Be not conformed to the world.
Yeah.
But be ye transformed by the entire renewal of the mind. We got to stop meditating on bills and debts and meditating on what's going wrong and meditating on what's not happening. The Bible says that we should meditate on the Word of God day and night.
Y'all better shout.
That if we... Whosoever shall meditate on the Word of God day and night shall be like a tree planted. Anything that's planted is not going anywhere. His fruit shall not wither. And whatsoever you do shall prosper.
Man.
But this book of the law got to be out of your mouth.
Say that last part again, because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm about to shout on that. And whatever you shall do
shall prosper. Shall come to pass.
That means work. Grow.
Grow.
That means barns overflowing.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. That means when those windows open up, something going to pour out that I cannot contain or receive.
Exactly.
Now, how many people can actually say they're walking in that? But it's possible.
It's possible.
You're going to show us how to walk in that thing. That's what you're here for today. We laid some groundwork. And I'm like, come on, I'm ready. I want to follow you. Because you're following Jesus. And the way he's going is working.
Praise God.
The way we've been going ain't working. I'm a simple guy sometimes. I'm like, if you want to keep getting what you've always got, keep doing what you always done. Right? I'm ready to think different walk. And let me tell you something. Notice what's coming out of my mouth. That means I have yet arrived at the place that God's got for me. There's always another level.
Yes, always another level.
So somebody watch and say, oh, I've got all this. Hallelujah. Pray he's preaching it right. Time out. You think God's done with you? You got another level.
Exactly.
Everybody here's got another level.
Yes.
I want to keep driving down this road because I'm going to tell you what, Pastor, as sure as I'm sitting here, there are people watching that have forgotten who they are. They have lost their sense of identity, and everything that you're saying is resonating with their spirit, and they're trying to make sense out of what that is. Let's go back to that. You were talking about being transformed by our mind, renewing our mind. Could you take us to that place in Scripture?
Yes. I'm reading from Romans 12, verse 2. It says, do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapt to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals, its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you. When the Bible talks about being transformed, it means that in order to change your life, you have to change your mind. Because a new mind means a new life. We're not a byproduct of what we have done, but we're a byproduct of who we are.
Got it.
So what we have done don't determine who we are, but who we are determines what we do. And that's where it begins in the mind.
And so some people, they don't know who they are.
They don't know who they are. And so when people are going through difficult times and they're going through depressed times and hard times and the money is not in the bank and they've been hearing no concerning job interviews. Well, the Bible says that whose report you're going to believe?
Yeah.
He said, I put before you death and life, blessing and cursing, but you have a will. And he said, I want you to choose life. I want you to live, and I want your seed to live. Because everything that God will do for you, he's already done. And so it's already done. Jesus on the cross, he didn't say to be continued. He said it's already done. Done. Your house paid off, done.
Done.
Your bills paid, done. Your marriage healed,
done.
You getting a new job and a raise, done. And so the Bible says that God's work was finished before the foundation of the world. And what Jesus came to do, he came to destroy, to annihilate, and undo the work of the devil. And so in order to begin to come out of Lodabar, we have to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. Somebody has lied to us.
Yeah.
And Satan is the father of all lies.
Yes, he is.
And when he speaks a lie, he speaks of himself. But God said, do not believe the lie, believe the truth. Because it's the truth that you know that will make you free.
Yeah.
You don't have to try to get free. The truth will make you free.
Got it.
Praise the Lord.
That's good.
And he that the Son sets free is free indeed.
Yeah.
Thank God. Praise God. So God looked at Gideon. And he said, hey, you mighty man of valor. He's hiding behind the wine press. Why is he hiding? Because he believed the lie. How do we know he believed the lie? Because of his actions. The actions is the fruit of what we think.
And I bet you Gideon was sitting behind that wine press fully convinced of a different identity.
Yes.
We got some people behind the wine press. You have taken on these clothes that have become your identity. You know, you lost the job and now that's who you are. And man, what you just told me, no, there's God, you mighty man of valor. Regardless of who he was, the devil's a liar.
He's a liar.
God saw who he was and declared who he was. All we got to do is line up with that.
Yes.
We got to believe that. We got to say that. We got to declare that. Man, we got to walk that thing out.
We do. I believe the biggest problem is that we have to believe God. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 20:20, he says, believe in the Lord your God, and so shall you be established or planted.
Okay.
Now, God wants us to do more than just be planted. He wants us to move forward to prosper in all that we do. But he said, now believe the prophet, and you shall prosper.
Oh.
And many people are not prospering because they've been hurt in church by maybe a church member or a pastor.
Yeah.
And they have wrote the pastor off like they wrote bad doctors off. But even though a doctor may be bad, they still go to another doctor when they need one.
So true.
And the Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Mm. But how shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in whom they have not heard?
Right.
And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall he preach unless he be sent? And the Bible says, how beautiful are the feet of those that bring glad tidings of good things.
Amen.
He said, but we all not obeyed the gospel, for who have believed our report. So then faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You got to have a word before you can get saved.
Whoa.
Because we got saved by a word.
Yeah.
We didn't get saved by the word. We got saved by a preached word.
Got it.
And the preached word has a power and an anointing on it, if you believe it, to set you free and to give you power to come out of wherever you're into. The Bible simply talks about the word of God being powerful and sharp and quick, than any two-edged sword, piercing through the vine of son of soul and spirit and joint and marrow. And that word gives you the ability to discern who's speaking.
That's good.
Whether it's God, the Holy Spirit, where's my flesh, or where's the enemy?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going through a battle, but we got to know who we're fighting.
That's right.
And we don't need to be fighting against God because God's not against us. God's for us.
Amen.
If God be for us, who can be against us?
Nobody.
We got the champion of the champion of the champion on our side.
Amen.
And what the devil intended for evil, God will turn around for good.
Absolutely.
We're not saved by works. We're saved by grace through the faith of God. And the Bible says that if we're saved by grace through faith, we got to live by grace through faith.
Mm.
It means that we have the ability to create our own world. to call those things that be not as though they were. Somebody's sick of their tree. If you're sick of your tree, then you need to speak to that tree. Jesus says, speak to the sycamore tree. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto the sycamore tree, be thou removed or be uprooted and be cast in the sea, and it shall obey you. Mm. Everything in this world is voice activated. And the Bible says that we have authority over principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness of this world, but the devil is trying to blind the mind of believers so we don't believe.
Yes.
Because once you start believing, you're going to get the moving. Because if you believe God, when he gets inside of you, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Mm-hmm. It means that you're going to begin to call those things that be not, and you not even know you're doing it because the root is in you. Mm. If you got root in you, then the fruit is automatic.
Wow.
And so Jesus taught us spiritual warfare. He was hungry and saw a fig tree afar off, having leaves, but when he got to the tree, there was no food on it. And the Bible says that Jesus answered the tree. You don't answer anything that don't talk to you first or ask you a question. The devil's number one assignment is to question who you are. The first thing he did with Jesus after he was baptized in the Jordan River by John the Baptist. And when he went in the water, when he came up, the heavens opened. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove. Mm-hmm. And the Bible said he heard a voice. This is my beloved son in whom I well please. Mm-hmm. Well, Matthew 4, the devil comes to challenge him.
Yeah, he did.
And he said, listen, if you're the son of God, command these stones to be made bread. And Jesus said, I don't have to prove to you who I am, because I know who I am. See, when you know that you know that you know that you know who you are, you don't have to prove anything, because God's already proven it for you.
How many times we feel like we're in that same place? The devil trying to get us to prove who we are, when the whole time he's trying to get us to doubt who Jesus said
yes.
we were.
Yes.
If you're ready to get serious about who God declared you to be and begin to walk this thing out, and this mighty man of God, this mighty man of valor, who's come out from behind that wine press a long time ago, and he's walking in who God said he was, and he's doing who God said he is, wants to bring you out from behind that wine press to win in this thing called life. We're at a crossroads. And there's two signs, and there's a sign leading to death, and there is a sign leading to life. There is a sign leading to curses, and there's a sign leading to what?
Blessings.
Blessings.
Hallelujah.
What road am I going to walk down?
The blessings.
Life and life. Blessings. I'm ready to get under that umbrella of blessing. I'm ready to be that head and not the tail.
Praise God.
I'm ready to be above and not beneath. Our announcer is going to tell you how you can get your hand on a mighty bundle of transformational truth. 2 minutes. Be right back.
You are in the fight of your life. Every day, the devil tries to attack all that you hold dear, your family, your health, your bank account, and even your thought life. He tries to convince you that you are worthless, limited, and weak. He does everything in his power to destroy your dreams, your hopes, and your faith. It's time to stop believing the lies of the enemy and begin to walk in victory as you discover your God-given purpose. When Jesus hung on the cross and declared, "It is finished," every curse the enemy has tried to place over your life was broken. Our Heavenly Father infused into your DNA the very power that raised Christ from the dead so that you win in this life. There is unlimited potential that exists within you. You hold the power to overcome sin, sickness, temptation, anger, or any other trial that comes into your life. Prophet Derek Benton has a supernatural calling on his life that will shatter the lies Satan has deceived you into believing about yourself. You were destined to live a victorious life. You already have the power and call of God within you. You just need to tap into it.
If you're ready to get serious about who God declared you to be and begin to walk this thing out, then you got to do something.
Damon has put together a powerful, life-changing bundle that will defeat the enemy in your life. Your journey begins with this two-disc CD series, including I Will Obey and Put a Word on It. This series will awaken you to the spiritual battle that you are in and walk you through transforming your mind and defeating doubt. You're also going to receive his DVD, Who Are You Wrestling Against?, where Prophet Derek Benton personally opens up the Word of God and takes you deeper into the Scriptures for a true understanding on Ephesians 6 to see that your battle is not with flesh and blood. Then tap into the anointing of God with this prayer CD, Receiving Breakthrough from Heaven. Declare life into your situation with these powerful prayers as you link your faith with Prophet Derek Benton's. Damon will also include the special Walking in Victory Scripture card. Strengthen and edify your spirit man as you declare and decree from the Word of God the authority and dominion God already placed within you. You can receive this entire bundle today for your love gift of only $40 or more. But that's not all. When you pick up the phone right now as a special thank you, Damon will add the full-length, behind-the-scenes interview with Prophet Derek Benton for free so that you can begin to build a new future and step into a life of purpose and destiny. And Damon will also send you this exclusive Breaking Free with Jesus bracelet while supplies last. Wear this bracelet and be reminded daily of the breakthrough that is already available to you. So, that's Prophet Benton's special two-disc CD series, his brand-new DVD, Who Are You Wrestling Against?, his powerful prayer CD, the Walking in Victory Scripture card, plus, as a special bonus, the full-length interview with Damon and Prophet Benton, and the Breakthrough Bracelet, all for your love gift of only $40 or more. You can unlock the unlimited life that you were destined to have and defeat the enemy once and for all. Call or go online right now.
Well, it's just been a blessing to have you.
Blessing to be here.
And I'm going to have you back. You know, the good news is you're not far down the road, so you can connect with this mighty man of God in this ministry. We're going to put the website right there so you can connect to him, and we want you to do that. If you're looking for a good Bible-based church that preaches the Word uncompromisingly, that's got testimony after testimony of people's lives who have been transformed, then you need to come out and see what God's doing. Spirit and Truth Ministries International. My dear friend, Pastor Derek L. Benton, let God show up in your life by being connected to Him today. God loves you. We love you. See you again next week.
God bless you. Uh-huh. Awesome.
Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.